Explorer Thor Heyerdahl died today. Heyerdahl is best known for a quixotic voyage, a voyage he made over half a century ago on a flimsy raft called Kon-Tiki.
In 1947, Heyerdahl built Kon-Tiki out of balsa wood logs and with several intrepid companions started rowing from Peru. His ambition was to sail to Polynesia, over 4,000 miles away across the Pacific. He hoped to prove a theory he had about human migration. As Heyerdahl told NPR in a 1997 interview, he was far from confident he'd make it.
We were worried for the first couple of weeks because everybody said the logs would absorb water. Balsa log is very porous, so we would sink within 2 weeks. But when we saw that this was not it, and when we saw how fabulously this little raft rode even the biggest waves, we gradually felt completely safe.
Safe probably isn't a word many people would have used. During the often stormy voyage, Heyerdahl and his crew would literally strap themselves to the raft to prevent being thrown overboard. Heyerdahl later recalled that the most dangerous moment came at the very end, as the raft headed out of control towards a Polynesian coral reef.
We knew that we were going to be thrown up on this reef, and any other boat would have smashed and we would have been killed. The last maybe 2 or 3 minutes, we were thrown against the reef and the waves broke down upon us from above. And we were sucked out 12 times, and the last wave threw us so far up that the next just pushed us in over the reef. And in the end, the raft ended in the lagoon. There is no other vessel, I think, in the world that could have traveled across and into a calm lagoon.
The voyage had taken 101 days. In the process, Heyerdahl proved his scientific theory that prehistoric people from South America could have navigated the seas hundreds of years before Columbus.
But his expedition's scientific goals were overshadowed by the sheer adventure of the trip, which captured the popular imagination. Heyerdahl returned to dry land a celebrity. His book Kon-Tiki sold 25 million copies, and his documentary of the trip won an Oscar in 1953.
Born in Norway in 1914, Heyerdahl was in reality an unlikely aquatic hero. He grew up terrified of the water, following a childhood accident where he fell through the ice on a frozen lake. After Kon-Tiki, though, he went on to make several other famous sea voyages, among them a 1970 trip in a papyrus reed boat called Ra II, part of an effort to prove that the ancient Egyptians could have crossed the Atlantic. Heyerdahl said that all his work had a common theme.
I believe very strongly in the unity of mankind. And I think that we of European origin, we are so much to blame by going around telling the people that we have civilized this planet. And we forget that it was Africa and West Asia that civilized us in the beginning. And it was people out of the Middle East that civilized Greece. And we learned through the Greeks how to build ships and sail.
Norwegian explorer Thor Heyerdahl. Heyerdahl died today at a family home in northern Italy. He was 87.